Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie student Sam Yoder about spelling bees that he's been competing in.
I go to school at Mid Prairie Middle School. It's in Kelowna, right by the elementary school, and I'm right now in sixth grade.
And you just got back from a statewide spelling bee. Can you tell us what it took to qualify to go there? Did you have to do a spelling bee in Kelowna?
Not really. It was three different spelling bees. The first one was districts. So they go, and each district would have a spelling bee at a school. And the first and second place winners would go on to the regional spelling bee. And then the first and second winners from the regional spelling bee would go on to the state spelling bee. And that is how you would get in.
And you did really well at the state spelling bee. Can you let folks know where you finished?
I finished in third place.
And are there some pretty tough words at the districts and regionals? Can you tell us some of the ones that might have stuck out to you?
Well, there were a lot of homonyms. Like, there was aisle on the aisle, so maybe the aisle in the supermarket, and then the aisle like a bunch of islands. And then there was also accept, which a kid got out on, and it was the both kinds of accept, so that was kind of a tough one. There were quite a lot of other words that were just all in all tough.
And do you practice spelling words quite a bit?
Yeah, we actually have me and my dad have quite a lot of ways of practicing, actually. Just a few of them. One of the ways we invented, like maybe a year ago, we have this Nerf basketball hoop that we have on our door downstairs in our family room. And basically what we will do, he'll give me a word, and if I spell it correctly, then he'll try and shoot a hoop, and I'll try and block it to keep it from going in every time I get a word right. So that's a fun way. And then we also do what we like to call nerds for words, where, you know, we just get nerds the candy. And then each time I get a word right, I get a predetermined amount of candy.
It sounds like a fun way to keep practicing.
Oh, yeah, it's very fun.
And do you hope to keep doing more spelling bees in the future?
Yes. One of the things also that I think helped us is a thing me and my dad started called Spelling Club back when I was in fifth grade. It might have been first grade anyway. So, basically, what we would do, it would just be some of the kids that were relatively good spellers for their grades. We would go to this club on certain days where it would work out, and it would just be, you know, spelling. And we'd do fun things like mock spelling bees. And I mean, like, it really turned into something big because there are now quite a lot of kids going. And in my division, last year actually, we had two other girls, Maya Miller and Ivana Ebersole, come, and Maya made it to the final 11, and Ivana, this was her first year, she actually won first place in the spelling bee, and that was really great.
That's really neat. And can you give us a couple of sample spelling words that you would practice? So why don't you say a couple, and then let's see if Sam can get them right.
Okay. All right, Sammy. So some of the tougher ones that he's had are ones that can trip you up pretty easily. He had one that was trough, like the pig ate its food out of a trough.
Trough. T-R-O-U-G-H. Trough.
Nice. How about succession?
Succession. S-U-C-C-E-S-S-I-O-N. Succession.
Good job. Here's one we haven't practiced for a couple of years, but I know it was on a list a couple of years ago. Do you remember conciliatory?
Conciliatory. C-O-N-C-I-L-I-A-T-O-R-Y.
I believe that's correct.
That's pretty impressive in a day and age when everybody has autocorrect and spell check. What happens now? Do you wait for next year to go to another spelling bee?
We usually do two spelling bees. This one was the Knights of Columbus. So yeah, like in the winter, it's the Knights of Columbus one. And then the actual big competitive one where there were like maybe 70 other kids is the State Fair one. And that's held every year at the State Fair. And it's always really fun to go there.
We wish you the best of luck and thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Sam Yoder, a sixth grader at Mid Prairie. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.